how to multiply your recruiting efforts. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 79. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Fiegler, athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of Recruit Me, a podcaster and author and speaker. And our sponsor is my new book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. It's available on Amazon, of course, where it's actually at a sale price for a limited time. This podcast is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. So I dig in and I give you takeaways you can use immediately. You can find each episode on my website at recruitme.com, but I really would encourage you to download an app. So much easier to access it. The Apple Podcast app, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeart, or one of the others. Make sure you do go to my website and get your free chapter from the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. Absolutely free, okay? It's a PDF download. Get it, read it, digest it, and get yourself started. In this episode, I want to talk about how you can multiply your recruiting efforts. If you get this thing down, and it's not going to be easy, we're going to share with you. If you get this thing down, you're going to be miles ahead of other families. The key to this is family. Whether it's mother-son, mother-daughter, mother-father-son, mother-father-daughter, father-son, father-daughter, however this works, it's the fact that parent and athlete are working together. Because it's not just the parent plus the athlete and you get results. It's parents plus the athlete and you get a huge result. So if you're the parent who's responsible for this and your family and you're working together with your athlete, if you do it together in the way I'm going to share today, you are going to multiply your efforts. I mean, this thing's going to explode for you. There's a dynamic there when there's a healthy working relationship that is unbelievable. We experience that in our family. I was the one who took charge and did this. My wife did a little bit, but no, she left it up to me, and I worked with our twin sons. Just so you know, that it wasn't like, wow, we got the whole family around this, we blew through it, and man, we got the scholarship. No, we're a lot like you. We didn't know what we were doing when we first started. We were taught along the way. And I was the one in the family of the parents that took a hold of this and ran with it with our sons. And it was a multiplying effort. I can't even explain it. I can just say that if you got a healthy working relationship and there's the dynamic there, when you're working together as a team, you are going to experience great results. It's got to be a healthy working relationship. You got to be working as a team. You got to keep at it together. You got to encourage each other. You got to work together on some things. You work apart on some things. But the dynamic there of teamwork will multiply your efforts. It will multiply your results. Most people haven't discovered this. In a lot of families, the parent says, well, I'll do it all. We're the ones paying the bills, so I'm really motivated and we're the ones. I'm just going to take care of it. You know, mom and dad or mom or dad, and I'm going to run with this. And you do it on your own and you don't have the cooperation or the effort of your son or daughter, it really isn't going to go anywhere. An athlete, if you're the one who's trying to run the show and you're not getting any help from a parent, then you're going to run out of steam. You got a lot of responsibilities yourself just being a student athlete. It works best together when parent and athlete work in a healthy relationship. Athlete, if you don't have a parent who's working on it, then maybe you have a mentor that you could have come alongside you and work with you in this process. So you have two coming at it. And it's not a 1 + 1 = 2. It's a 1 + 1 = who knows what. It multiplies your efforts. Specifically, what I'd like to do at this point is take you to my audiobook where I have a chapter on parent-athlete teamwork. Instead of me rambling on about this with stray thoughts, we'll get right down to it. When I recorded the audiobook, I went right word for word from the book. All you got in it is meat, all right? So what I'm going to do right now is just turn it over to myself and go right to the audiobook. That's one of the versions that's available. I want you to hear that, learn it, talk it over. What you hear in this episode as a parent and an athlete, talk it over and decide what you're going to do as your next step and how you will engage in this process as a parent and athlete together. It's a team. So let's go to this segment and then I'll be back after that. Chapter 12, Parent-Athlete Teamwork. Larry and his daughter worked for 3 years at the recruiting process. As he put it, lots of letters, emails, follow-ups, camps, showcase games, and getting up the nerve to make phone calls. There were ups and downs along the way, but they stuck with it, together. While Larry was doing his part, his daughter was doing her part. She ultimately made her dream come true by being persistent in the recruiting process and working hard at her softball and her schoolwork, and it resulted in an athletic scholarship. Larry and his daughter couldn't be happier with her decision. He told me that it will be fun for her to play out her remaining high school and travel ball seasons, knowing she'll be playing softball and attending the school of her choice, a D1 university. The recruiting journey is one that you should take as a family, if at all possible. Parents have an important role, as does the student athlete. Take a couple minutes and watch this very short video where I share two important words about recruiting. You can find it on YouTube when you search John Fugler shares two important words about recruiting. This is not a sprint, but a marathon, and you will need each other for encouragement, support, and sharing the workload. When Patricia went through the Recruit Me steps with her daughter, Patricia was the one that read the manual and helped her daughter put her package together. Then her daughter took over the emails, the updates, and the phone calls to coaches. She said, "That's important because it shows how much the student athlete really wants it. My daughter is a senior in high school now and was recruited early last year to play lacrosse at a top D1 college." While it may not be possible for the student athlete to take over all the work, you should divide the responsibilities. If you're a student athlete, here are the things you should focus on. 1. Your academics. I can't tell you how important that is. You can literally eliminate yourself from a scholarship opportunity by getting into grade trouble. However, you can lift yourself above other scholarship prospects by excelling in academics. Do the best job you can. That's all anyone can ask. 2. Become a better athlete. The more skilled you become, of course, the greater your chances of being noticed and getting a scholarship. There's no doubt about it. This is a competitive field. Other athletes in your sport are working on getting better, and you need to stay ahead of as many of them as possible. The amount of work you put into improving will indicate how serious you are about competing past high school. Although you can't do all the things I will list, you can pick one or two. Attend instructional camps. Take lessons. Watch instructional videos. Video your performance and study it. Find someone who will mentor you in your sport. When it stops being fun, then it is probably time to give up the sport and pursue other interests. 3. Communicate with coaches. Be sure to write and call coaches. Provide coaches with updates after every season. Write or call back if they write or call you. If you stop communicating with them, they will assume you are no longer interested. You want to keep your options open until you are certain you're not interested in that school. Usually that will come in the final months before you make your decision. 4. Ask a parent or an adult mentor to help you go through this process. You need someone on your team, preferably a parent. However, if that's not possible, then find someone who can help you succeed. It is too tough and too long to go through this yourself. And you will need someone from whom you can ask advice and actually help you do some of the letter writing and tracking communication. As for parents, 1. Be an encourager. Your son or daughter will need this. There will be a lot of ups and downs. He or she will be pursued by some coaches and rejected by others. You'll have to help your child keep a positive attitude and move forward. 2. Handle the administration. Take the leadership in drafting the introductory emails, profiles, and questionnaires. Don't do all the work yourself, but work as a team with your son or daughter. With all the communications to so many coaches, your child cannot do it all and still compete athletically and academically. And over time, you will have to keep a good record of the communications with the coaches. 3. Discuss the process with your son or daughter. Find out what's going on in his or her mind along the way. Get an idea of his or her interest in certain schools. Work through it together as you narrow down your choices. If you work together as a team, each carrying out his or her role, the whole process will be less stressful. Chapter summary: Parent-athlete teamwork. Key points. 1. The student-athlete's focus should be on academics, improving athletically, and communicating with the coaches. 2. The parent's focus should be on encouraging your son or daughter and handling the paperwork. Discuss it. How can we work most effectively as a team on this project? Well, I hope you found that helpful in the whole parent-athlete teamwork dynamic. That's the nuts and bolts of it. I want to emphasize, though, that this is a multiplication effort. When you work together, your efforts are being multiplied. It's not just mom working with athlete or dad working with athlete and getting results as you add those up. But no, something happens when you have a healthy dynamic of parent and athlete working together. It's just like a team concept. It really is. There's just not as many of you on this team as on the team that you're competing on. You got to admit, though, when you have a good team with good relationships and you got the dynamics, you become champions. This is the same way in the athletic scholarship recruiting process. Parent and athlete working together, multiplying your efforts. That segment, of course, taken from the Athletic Scholarship Playbook audiobook, which is available on Audible. Now, the ebook and the paperback are available now this month at a reduced price. If you want to, it's on sale right now, as I'm trying to say, as well as the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship System, which I'd like you to check out. You can go to Amazon to check out the book. Go to my website, recruitme.com/system, to check that out and see how, if you feel like you need somebody that will push you, then the Athletic Scholarship, Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship System is great for you. You'll see all the resources there that will help you walk through the step-by-step plan that we have for you. Check that out at recruitme.com/system. Remember to download the free chapter from my book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. In that chapter, I go through the myths of recruiting and athletic scholarships. If you haven't heard me address that, then this PDF download will help you immensely. I would encourage you, if you haven't gotten it yet, to go ahead and do that. Well, that's it for this week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. God bless.